The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go out and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then, at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, you may or may not remember, last Sunday, we had a parable of the sower going out to sow his seed, and the story of how the seed fell on different ground and the crop it produced and so on. And this morning we have another similar story of the wheat and weeds growing together. Now, this happens to be one of my favorite parables, and I'll explain that to you in a couple of moments. But talking about the parables, the best possible way and the most interesting way to talk about the parables, not like I'm doing here this morning, in fact, but if I could be in a circle of people and everybody had an opportunity to share what the parable meant to them, because we can get a lot of different meanings and interpretations from the parable. And what might really, really stand out for me may not stand out for somebody else. And it would be wonderful if you could, you know, share the parables of Jesus. They always contain a hidden meaning. And the obvious lesson may not always be the one that applies to you or that applies to me. Now, having said that, my interpretation of the parable this morning, of the weeds among the wheat, would be an interpretation or a parable about the mercy and the forgiveness of God. How come? Well, I look at my own life, because I think we've always got to begin by looking at ourselves. And my life is made up of weeds and wheat. I'm not totally bad, and I'm not totally good either. I'm a mixed bag. And so every one of you listening to me this morning, you too are a mixed bag. Nobody is totally bad, and nobody is totally good. And that's how it is. And then if we go a bit wider afield and apply that to the world in which we live, do we live in a perfect world? And the answer is no. And we have to endure things like we're enduring now, things like the pandemic. And for some people, it would cause them perhaps a great problem with their faith and their belief in a loving God. And they will ask questions, how could God be a loving God and a loving Father and yet allow something like this to happen? And other people will interpret the pandemic, for example, as maybe a necessary interruption to life, a necessary correction of the way we have been living up to this. Only last night, talking to somebody, he was sharing with me how the pandemic and the lockdown and working from home has given him time to think and to have a whole new perspective on the meaning of life. As he said, up to the time of the lockdown, and I was busy, busy, busy. I never seemed to have had time for anything. And now he said, I have a much more ordered life, certainly a more peaceful life, and a whole new attitude to things. Wonderful. Really, really wonderful. For some people, it will bring a lot of benefits. Now, while saying that, I can't stand here and say, I'm doing okay, but I know many people listening to me this morning, and many families are in turmoil at the moment. If you're out of work and your job is on the line and you have a lot of commitments like a mortgage and all the other bills to be paid, naturally you are worried. So, you know, it's easy to stand here, and I'm very aware of that, and say, oh, look at it from a different angle. But maybe you can. Put it this way. Nothing lasts. Everything passes. Everything passes. And hopefully, we will come out of this much better. Now, going back briefly as we finish off to the weeds and the wheat. Like most people, I have many weeds in my life. I have no hesitation in admitting that. And the weeds are an important part of my life. Now, do I kind of say, okay, it's good to have weeds, I can do what I want and it makes no difference? No. No. I become aware of my weeds. That's a very important word, awareness of your weeds. And conscious of my weeds and my faults and my failings, then I'm going to be more compassionate to myself. And to other people, I'm going to be more compassionate towards them. I'm certainly going to be less judgmental. Because I've always have to begin with myself. And going back again to what I said a while ago, when you realize your own failures and the things you do in your own life, I mean, how could I have said that to somebody? How could I have been so mean to that person? Then you're going to become aware of your own failings, and then we're on a winner. We'll never overcome. We'll never get all the weeds out of our life. And in fact, the weeds in our life, the sins in our life, the failures in our life are a very, very, very important and vital part of our lives. And I think sin, I would almost go to say, is a necessary part of our life. It's the way to God. Julian of Norwich, a famous mystic in the 13th century, had a lovely saying: first there's the fall, and then there's the recovery from the fall, and all is the mercy of God. First there's the fall, then there's the recovery from the fall, and all is the mercy of God. What a beautiful saying. Doesn't that put everything into perspective? And so, in the end, we got to be kind to one another. Look at your wife. Is she perfect? Does she have faults? Yes, I'm sure she has. But you love her in spite of the faults. That's love. Look at your husband. Does he have faults? Hell, many faults maybe, but you love him. That's love, when you accept people as they are and not just judge them or see the bad side. When it comes to judging, I'd much rather be judged by God than anybody else, because I think God would be much more sympathetic, much more compassionate, and much more forgiving. So I leave it to God to judge me. And I remember, and I'll quote what the Holy Father said, Pope Francis: who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? Leave it to God.